This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. This week on the Sundial Writers' Corner, we are returning to our roots and presenting one of Katherine Tucker Windham's ghost stories, The Farmer Who Vanished.
Well, Halloween is Jeffrey's time of year, Jeffrey being the something who lives in our house here in Salem. And actually, I don't see him or hear, well, I never have seen him, but I don't hear him much during this period, and I assume he's off gallivanting and doing some ghostly things. But I get so many requests to come tell ghost stories, and I like to do that. And I always start by assuring everybody that you do not have to believe in ghosts to enjoy a good ghost story. But a good ghost story will make you wonder, could that really happen? Do you suppose that could be true? And I've been collecting them for over 40 years. I've heard some amazing stories. And there's one up in Tennessee that has always puzzled me. I don't know that it could be called a ghost story. But it's about a farmer up there named David Lang who, in 1880, a September day, just completely vanished. He didn't run away from home. There were four people looking straight at him when he vanished. And the Cincinnati Enquirer carried a big story about it. That's a reputable newspaper. And it's an amazing tale up near Gallatin, Tennessee. David Lang was a prosperous farmer there. One Saturday, just before school started, he and his wife were about to take their two children to town to get new shoes and so forth to go to school. And Ms. Lang had the children get all dressed up and clean and sitting on the porch ready to go. And David Lang said they just had to wait a few minutes. He had to go down to the pasture. There was a fence that was down, and he had to go see about that. And so they waited impatiently, and he seemed to get the repairs done and came back up toward the house. Down the road came a buggy that had two of his friends in it, and these were men from town who had come out to talk to David about selling some of his farmland. So David hollered at him and waved at him from a spot out in the pasture there, and they waved back at him. And he said, I'll be there in a minute. And then while his wife and those men and his children were looking square at him, he vanished. They ran to the spot where they had seen him, and there were no bushes, no nothing where he could hide. Well, he didn't even try to hide. It was open, clear pasture land. No sign of him anyway. They called neighbors, and friends came from hundreds of miles to help look for David Lang. And at night, from that spot where he had vanished for, well, about 2 weeks, they'd hear this voice saying, help me, please somebody help me. But there was never anybody there. And they had searched the whole thing so carefully. And after about 2 weeks, they did a strange funeral service for him because they didn't know whether he was must be disappeared. They didn't know whether he was dead, but some closure had to be made of it, I suppose. And the next spring, when the pasture was getting all green and beautiful, there was a circular spot there that still had brown, wilted grass in it. It was a spot where David had disappeared. And they say that to this day, no grass will grow in that circular spot where David Lang was last seen.
Katherine Tucker Windham created a treasure trove of material that we are honored to present from time to time here on the Sundial Writers' Corner. for our fall fun drive here at WLRH, we are offering as a premium one of her books, Jeffrey's Favorite 13 Ghost Stories from Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, and the one we heard here today from Tennessee. Stay tuned for details. You can find Miss Windham's ghost story and all the past poems and stories from Sundial writers on our website, WLRH.org, under the Sundial tab. You can hear a new episode of our program each Monday at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.